The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The experiment was a success. Begin Life Force Reboot Program now.
Stand clear. Life signs stable.
It's alive. Set it loose.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hello! How in the world are you? Wow, does it seem like, I don't know, 3 weeks? Forever? Since you and I have been together? It's good to see you. You look fine. You know, as fine as you can look. And, I feel like, since we left for vacation, since the radio show and the network took a vacation, and many of the people working here are going, we didn't take a vacation. What are you talking about, fat man? You know, the people that are people. Since we've been, every day, something newsworthy, and I mean really newsworthy, something is, obviously, every day something happens. I got it. But it's amazing to me, every day something happens. It's like, oh my gosh. And it just sets me back. For example, this week we had the horrific shooting in Alexandria, and the same day we've got a shooting in out on the West Coast at UPS. That gets a little coverage. A few people got killed. Don't worry about it. The UPS workers. Remember the old going postal? Now it's going parcel. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. It's fine. And we're now supposed to, you know, be kinder and gentler to each other. The rhetoric is supposed to be toned down. It doesn't feel like it. It really doesn't feel like it. I felt like it for maybe a couple of hours. Maybe. And that's about it. And now we have the big news. I really don't understand why Megyn Kelly is taking such a hit for the Alex Jones interview. I mean, the hatred for her has grown tenfold since her Fox days. And I'm not really sure I understand it, but it's there. And the good, fine broadcaster, Alex Jones, knows that he's going to be made to look like a madman that he is. And so he's trying to, you know, his preemptive strikes with his release of the audio recordings. I listened to him. You don't need to hear him. It's Megyn Kelly setting up an interview. If you've ever set up an interview in your life, it's the same crap. Yes. We're going to talk. I'm not going to edit the heart out of what you mean. Yes, it's not going to be a setup piece. Because she knows that the dear, loving, wonderful Alex Jones will do it to himself. And he did in the promo. Why'd you ever talk about that? He did. And the Sandy Hook people, go after Alex Jones. Don't go after Megyn Kelly. Alex was the one that said it was a false flag. The green screen. We all saw it. Go after him. And Megan's just pointing it out. He's a douche. Everybody knows it. He's made a fortune hawking his stuff on the internet forever. It's his stuff. It's, you know, there's a reason why the commercials are hawked by him, because it's his merchandise. And God bless him. He's made a fortune. A fortune. We found that out in the divorce trial, or the custody trial with the kids. Good for him. But don't try to then pawn yourself off as, I'm just a broadcaster. Just don't. Don't. And he's gotta do this. I mean, if he's gonna be relevant at all, he's gotta do what he's doing. So that's what he's doing. Trying to make himself look like it was set up and that he's still relevant. So maybe someday, if I suck up enough, Donald Trump will call me on the phone again and tell me how great I am. Maybe someday that will happen. Maybe. Maybe not. And then in all this time, we've had the North Korean kid, the Otto, how do you say his last name? Warmbier? Warmbier? Otto Warmbier. Released because he got botulism and took a sleeping pill and has been in a coma. Oh, man. Do you hear about that all the time? People, he's got botulism, man. I took a sleeping pill and now he's been in a coma for a year. Man, that's reported everywhere. I mean, really, they're saying now that he was, you know, it was obviously the North Korea friends, our friends. The North Korean lunatic, you know, pummeled him into this coma. But he's back home, and he's in rough, rough shape. Rough shape. It does not look good for him. And he had, the father has handled it very well. We did hear that this was due, to our State Department with Rex Tillerson and the president, Donald Trump. I mean, good for them. The father had said that the Obama administration, if not Barack Obama himself, I just try to keep a low profile. I don't make a big deal. We'll try to get this done, but just take a low profile. How about no? All due respect, Mr. President, no. But they did, and this is what happened. So he's home, and he's in rough shape. I mean, you can say prayers for him. You can say prayers for Steve Scalise, who's in rough shape. I mean, the shooting in Alexandria. We'll back up to the shooting real quick for prayers. It could have been so much worse. And I know that is a little comfort to the Scalise family. Could it? Well, yes. Yes, it could. And with our medical teams here in the United States and really in D.C. and Alexandria, he will probably make it, but it'll never be the same. Never be the same. And, you know, something that, the guy that runs this joint around here, Glenn Beck, said, yesterday that I hadn't really thought about is that, and I'm sure there's a doctor listening, maybe, that will say, Jeff, you're out of your mind, and so is he, and you don't know what you're talking about. But when people have complete blood transfusions, I mean, when you lose so much blood and they're just pumping blood into you, into your body, so it ends up that really you're ending up at the end game with none of your actual real blood. You're never the same. I thought about that, and I thought, you know, it kind of makes sense, but, I mean, your body sooner or later is, then you think about it, and your body sooner or later is kind of turns it into your blood, right? It's inside you. So maybe it's just the wounds that make it never the same again. But he's got a long road to recovery, and you know, you can say your prayers for Steve Scalise. And they had the big baseball game, and they still played the baseball game good, and I'm still pissed that our president did not go to the game. Oh, that's right. He sent a beautiful video. It was so cute. It was so nice. Play ball. Hey, you guys are so great. Our president did not go to that game. And the reason that they gave, security is too hard to take care of at a ball game. You shouldn't go. Are you freaking kidding me? The president of the United States. Security is too hard. We can't, shouldn't do that. You know what? Find a new security team. Oh, wait, the Secret Service? It is amazing to me. I can't believe that the president can't go where he wants to go. I understand. I understand the whole premise behind it. I understand. We in this building, as a matter of fact, have not gone to places, some of us, because security couldn't be tight. It's too unsafe. But the president of the United States at a stadium just around, and this is around the corner. My gosh. I mean, he could have snuck in. Got about a jumpsuit on. That I would like to see, actually, the Trump jumpsuit. I just walked in. Now, the president is not going to do that because no way is the president, Donald Trump, going to sneak in and be a regular guy. He likes the pomp and circumstance, but I can't believe it. I honestly thought that they were saying that and then that he was going to actually show up. He was saying that to make everybody believe he wasn't going to show up and then he was going to show up. So there had to be another reason. Like, I don't know, I don't want to go to a stupid baseball game reason. There had to be. Because I don't want to believe that here in the United States of America, our president can't go somewhere. I just won't believe it. They would make people strip down to get into that stadium for his safety. Just amazing. Amazing. And then we had the hero in Georgia, the two prisoners that escaped and killed the guards, and they're running around crazy, and the local guy hears somebody trying to break into his car, goes out, hey, and he holds the prisoners, puts them down. That's some money, right? They had put a reward out for their capture. He took care of that for him. Calls a neighbor, they can come over and hold him at gunpoint laying on the ground until the police department come there. That's first responders. Those guys are first responders. And you saw the prisoners with their shirts off and they're tattooed from top to bottom. I mean, they could hide in society really good. You would never know they were there. I mean, that was pretty amazing. And congratulations to that man and his neighbor for doing that. But they picked the wrong car to try to steal. And good. Good. And then Texas came along after the Supreme Court gave Trump, a little time to file the brief for the travel ban, since the Ninth Circuit said, oh, no, it's the travel ban. That's too racist because of words he said in the campaign. We know it doesn't say that on the actual wording, but that's what it means. What? What? Yeah, we know we're judges, and this is a court of law, but we can't. You know, it doesn't matter what it says; it's what it means.
What?
So I hope the Supreme Court actually sides with the president. But the way things have been going these days, good luck. But then Texas just enacted its it's anti-Sharia law bill. There are no other laws. There are no other laws than the Constitution of the United States, the federal government, and the Texas state laws. Be no Sharia law taken over. Except there's the guys we had on the air here in Irving, Texas, that have their Sharia court. They say that it's not binding and it's not, that you can't be held accountable to this court, to the Sharia law court. You're just going before us to make a ruling for the heck of it. Right. We're just trying to let you know that Sharia would do it this way. But you don't have to do it like that. You should do it the way we don't believe in. You know. Screw the Constitution. Screw the federal law, state law. We have our own law. Okay. I gotcha. And then we had, sadly, lost in all the shuffle, the death of Batman, Adam West. Now, look, the reason that he was such a big deal is that, they're the boomers, the baby boomers, all grew up watching the stupid bam, pow, wham. And then the creation of all the Batman films. And so Adam West was like, I'm getting a little old. And I've done a lot of TV and a lot of movies. But, I was Batman. I was Batman over here. I'm going to go to all the comic cons and make a lot of money and be interviewed on shows. And I actually met him, 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. And nice man. And so, yes, I've met Batman. And I made the joke on the air about all the Batmans should show up with in uniform at the funeral. Oh, no, that'd be disrespectful, would it? Come on now. Tell me you don't want to see every Batman dressed up as Batman at his funeral. Tell me. Now, I'm going to play a clip in L.A. They lit up the Batlight in honor of Adam West and Batman. And then the mayor spoke, and then Burt Ward spoke. I will say, Burt Ward, first, in the process of Burt speaking, you'll hear him mention something about, he's here with us in spirit. And in L.A., people are like, we'll pray for him, all right. And they were, okay, Burt. But I will also say that if the other Batmans show up in their Batman outfit, Burt should not show up in the Robin outfit because it's going to be, I don't think it fits anymore. Countdown to the light, the bat light. That's pretty cool. That is kind of cool.
Adam West taught us.
This is the mayor of Los Angeles.
That each one of us had a heart of gold and that we could have a fun time doing it too. And there will never be a Batman like Adam West, and there will never be another Adam West.
Burt Ward.
We don't have him here physically, but let me tell you, I think we got him here spiritually. And I would tell you what I want you to know that he would be saying to every one of you if you were here.
No, we are here.
That we're all on this planet for such a very short period of time. To make the most of every day you're here, to be with your family, be with your friends, be kind to people. But it's such a difficult life. I'm telling you, it's not just fighting villains like we do on camera. Life is difficult.
Not like we used to.
I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to tell you that my friend Adam would want every single one of you to be incredibly happy and to be joyous because he spent his entire life as a performer making people happy, making them laugh, and trying to make this world a better place.
Thank you, Burt Ward. And I make fun of Burt. I shouldn't because he's being so nice and, it's about the death of Adam West. At 88, he had leukemia, and he was still out there hawking wares as best he could. Rest in peace, Adam West, and the original Batman. And there is no report of when the funeral will be or the burial, so I'm sure the family is keeping that all private because even if the real Batmans don't show up in Batman outfits, thousands of people from around the country show up with their kids in Batman outfits. businesses.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
...2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The Jeff Fisher Show.
What? I'll tell you what. You know, there are a number of things that happen throughout life every day that just are maddening. And we're going to get to a few of them as this show progresses on. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. And even, you know, even if you're going to continue to wear what you're wearing right now, fine. Don't worry about it. That nobody cares. Well, somebody does, but I don't. And we're going to get to them. I mean, we've got Cosby trial still happening. I mean, the jurors are going back into deliberation right now. The judge. We have to talk about that. I can't even tell you how much we've got. We've got so much that it's overwhelming. I should probably just go take a nap. I won't go take a nap. That's fine. We'll get to it. 888-900-3393 if you want to play.
The Jeff Fisher Show, the Blaze Radio Network.
The Jeff Fisher Show is on.
You know, we've become so dependent on the internet. We have become so dependent on the internet. We really have. I mean, and thankfully, right? I mean, this is an internet company. TheBlaze.com/radio. TheBlaze.com/TV. GlennBeck.com. MercuryRadioArts.com. 1791.com. And then there are times when, because we've become so dependent on the internet, when it's not working properly, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating. At some point, I am beginning to believe, and I could be wrong, that when the internet do people in this building that we work at here in Irving, Texas, Mercury Studios. And by the way, 1791 is having their big sale going on, so come on down. Come on down! Spin the wheel for a free bumper sticker. I believe that the internet do people, when they leave on Friday, they turn the internet off. They just go, oh, you know what? We'll just turn it off. And it'll just screw everybody up. And so that when he opens the email on Saturday, it'll be completely different. It won't start and play good because, well, then he'll have to reset everything and it'll be completely different. Oh, man, will we get them? Oh, Jeffy would be so mad. It doesn't matter, though, because he's telling Jeffy, don't worry about it, right? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Don't worry about it. Right? Now, I would like to say that congratulations are in order to government and our military, as, you know, seven Navy crew missing, skipper hurt in a collision off Japan. The seven sailors were missing, and the captain, and two others were injured after a U.S. destroyer and a container ship collided off the coast of Japan. A U.S. destroyer and a container ship collide off the coast of Japan. Isn't that special? It's amazing that our military is letting ships run into container ships. Do you agree? In other news, the Army began mandatory transgender sensitivity training this week. Good. The other branches aren't quite ready yet, but the Army is ready. The Army is ready. And so that's good. It's good news, right? In other news, Defense Secretary Mattis, he testified that he was shocked by the poor state of the U.S. combat readiness. What, the Defense Secretary? Now, I'll grant you that the Defense Secretary, you know, definitely is always out for some more cash, so this is a little bit of play for that. But he put most of the blame on Congress for its inability to approve budgets on time. So, again, he's after more money. However, after he's testified about the U.S. combat readiness being in a poor state, then we get the news of a destroyer running into a container ship. What are they doing? Now, it didn't say that the container ship hit the destroyer. But if a ship, I never was concerned about one of Kim Jong Whoopie Whoop's missiles hitting anything belonging to the United States. But if a ship carrying containers can hit one of our destroyers, maybe I should be. I know what you mean. It's a little crazy. I got it. But I'm just saying it's possible. It's possible that perhaps Secretary of Defense Mattis is right. And perhaps we need to really go back into the military and maybe restructure a little bit. Go back to the basics. The basics. You break them down, you build them up, you get them ready. The whole sensitivity training thing, it really doesn't work for the military. But hey, what do I know? Right? What do I know? Now, I mentioned Bill Cosby trial. Jurors just went back to start deliberating, as the beginning of the show. They went back to start deliberations again. Now, the judge had them go back in because they were deadlocked. CNN reporting that there were two jurors that were not going along with the rest and holding steadfast. Now, then CNN broke the juror down, the jury down by a gender and racial line, so they lead you to believe that the two black people on the jury are the ones that are holding out. We don't know that. We don't know that. I mean, there's according to CNN, there's six white males, four white females, one black male, one black female. Now, they've deliberated for 52 hours. More now. And the judge was like, "You can't leave. Your Honor, we've deliberated all this time. I don't know. What do you think? Mistrial? Throw this thing out? Start again?"
"You can't leave. Not until you reach a verdict."
Man, you know, I know, thank you, you know, so much for your time, but we're at a deadlock. We can't decide, you know, Bill Cosby, we've got all the information, we've got people hollering, and we got the whole deposition thing that, you know, we're hearing this testimony from the deposition. And
you can't leave. Never.
What if we can't find if we don't come to a verdict and we still have, you know, people holding out?
Then you'll be here forever. You must reach a verdict.
So I would say that perhaps, you know, Mr. Cosby has a little bit of a case. Right? A little bit of a case saying, you know, I mean, it almost appears like, I know the judge is saying, you know, until you reach a verdict, but there's two people that are holding out. And since, I don't know, you know, since, look, probably most of you are, you know, want to find him guilty. I get it. You probably
want to find him guilty. You can't leave until he's guilty.
Your Honor, we're at a deadlock. I mean, we've been held up in this stupid room here for, you know, a long time.
It doesn't matter. Reach a verdict.
So I would say that if the two are still holding out, if they hold strong, you're probably going to get a mistrial. But they've asked for all this. They've asked for all this testimony, and they want to know the meaning of things. The only reason they're doing that is because the other two people, they want to show the other two people, look, read this, he's supposed to be guilty. We've got to find him guilty, and we want to leave. If you don't find him guilty, we can't leave. You heard the judge. Please stop holding out. Look at the testimony. I know it's testimony. Well, they don't know. But it is testimony that we weren't supposed to see in the first place. But it is testimony because other judge ruled that we could see it. So here, look at it. Now look, do I think Cosby's a dirtbag now? Of course he is. But, you know, the guy is, what, 100? He's blind. He's leading around. He can't even walk on his own. And, you know, let him be. Let him go home. You've ruined the man's career. You've taken away his livelihood. You've taken away his iconic status. Right? I mean, so no matter what, the only thing left is to
find him guilty. And you're not leaving until you do so.
I mean, isn't that grounds for, you know, I don't know, a retrial? Maybe we think again. We think, Your Honor, you know, we were over here with this jury and they couldn't, they were in a deadlock. And because you told them
they can't leave
until they, you know, found a verdict, perhaps they just came to a verdict
over exhaustion and just wanting to be home with their families. I don't care. You can't leave until there's a verdict of guilty.
Okay, Your Honor, you think maybe, I don't know, what do you think? Maybe we, I don't know, send in for lunch?
Fine, but you're not leaving.
This is The Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network. Jeff Fisher.
You know, that's a common problem in my life, is that people just don't know how good they have it with me. I'm just saying. Just saying. So, good to be back. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. You can follow me on Twitter, at JeffyMRA, Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio, Instagram, at JeffyMRA. If you want to participate, you can dial 888-900-3393. Simple as that. No problem. Nice and easy. Did you know that Netflix, and I love Netflix. I'm a subscriber to Netflix. I think I pay Netflix more money than my salary because everybody uses my account and I have to keep adding TVs to my account so I'm able to watch it. So I don't know what kind of deal we have. I think their big deal actually is you pay their monthly fee and you get four. You have to get up to four devices that you can use at the same time. And I think it is. And that's what's wrong with Hulu, actually. I subscribe to Hulu, but the Hulu's problem is they only let one device run at one. Stupid. I'll pay you more money. Let me watch it on more than one device at the same time. Whatever. But Netflix is now larger than cable television. Did you know that? It has more subscribers than cable television. Cable television since 2012 has been gradually, and some really not that gradually, going down. It was at, I think, 50, in 2012 it was 55, 56 million, something like that. Might have been 58. And Netflix was 25, 30 maybe. In 2012, and both have been coming to meet, and Netflix just surpassed cable. Its cable is now at about 48 million, and Netflix is up about 50 million. So they've surpassed cable television in subscribers. That is absolutely amazing. And you just had Amazon purchase Whole Foods for $13 billion. So who's left? Who's left after this? Right? You're gonna have Amazon, Google, Facebook. Maybe Netflix, unless Amazon or Google buys them out. Right? Who are the big ones? Walmart, maybe? Left standing? Because, stores are closing left and right. Left and right. The brick-and-mortar stores, bye-bye. Nobody wants brick-and-mortar. Let's see. I can go out into cold weather or hot weather and shop and get things and bring them to my house, or I can pay to have it delivered to my house. Hello. Ding-dong. I just said it right there. I'll put it away. Or here's an extra 10. Put it away. It goes in that closet right there. I'm a huge fan of that. Tell me America isn't great. Tell me America isn't great. You just call. Every grocery store now is starting to have home delivery. Oh, look at going, actually having to drive to the store to pick it up. You know what? No thanks. Just bring it in and set it on that shelf right there. Yeah. Don't mind me. I'll dress up later.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show, only on the Blaze Radio Network.